D20 Radio, where gamers roll.
www.d20radio.com.
Welcome to the Geeks Menagerie, episode 13, Geek-related movies.
Or worse, a repeat of Wolverine. Deadpool died a little in my heart that day.
Oh no, let's rephrase that. It's X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yes.
Because the Wolverine,
which is the new movie coming out,
comes out in like, what, 2 months?
I thought June.
Oh, okay, fine, 3 months.
Yeah.
2 months.
You'll shave it a couple days here.
It all depends on when this episode gets released.
Yes, that is also true.
That's why I don't like putting firm dates in on air.
Well, that's why I like saying months. You're going with a duration.
Yeah. No, but you said June. I just said months.
Yeah, see, the movie's supposed to come out in June, which, you know, completely makes it ambiguous, whereas if you say a couple months, well, if you put the episode up, say, Sunday, it's 3 months out. If you put it up after, you know, a week or two, then all of a sudden it becomes 2 months. So, yeah. Okay, I'm done. All right.
Yeah, but as long as we're on that discussion of horrible movies that should have been better, I did read yesterday that Marvel is still trying to convince producers to do an R-rated Deadpool movie.
It's greenlit.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I just confirmed it.
When did it? I just read this yesterday.
I just saw the confirmed movie list for the next 2 years. It's on it. It's still TBA, or TBD, but it is still a greenlit movie.
Yeah, but there's still the problem with it is they want to make it R-rated, and the studios are trying to make sure that they don't make it R-rated.
Yeah, so they're going to, my guess is they're working on the financing because they're going to avoid whoever's pushing back on them.
Yeah, well, the only way you can do a good Deadpool movie is to make it R-rated, and if you don't, it's going to be just as horrible as X-Men Origins. Yeah, hey, look, people, they're freaking assassins, for God's sakes, all right? You don't put freaking little baby booties on them and let them run around.
Yeah.
If we wanted that, we'd make it a X-Babies.
And that's actually a good point, because let's go through the list of great Marvel movies and craptastic Marvel movies, with the exception of the first run of Fantastic Four, which was only released in Germany.
Yeah, we don't discuss those.
You have the Fantastic Four movie.
I didn't mind it.
It was a good success. I enjoyed it. You have the X-Men movies. Okay, so they were beginning to get a little strung out in the end, but they were all good.
Yep.
The Punisher. He is not a lovable, huggable guy. That, especially the second attempt at it, total flop.
No, the second attempt I actually didn't mind. If they had Jane in it,
yeah.
If he had done the second one, that movie would have been awesome. The reason the second movie didn't work is because that actor did not fit that role.
Well, and they made it too PG-esque. They had, who's the Russian with the striped shirt? I forget what his name is. They made him comical.
Yeah.
And Elektra? Don't give Elektra a kitty sidekick and make it a G-movie. That was just weird. I mean, seriously, they could have cut 5 minutes from that movie and made it rated G.
True.
Daredevil? Daredevil was good because he is not a killer.
Daredevil was good, but it would have been better if they hadn't had Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he was... Well...
Even Colin Farrell as Bullseye was good, but Ben Affleck kind of killed it for me.
The irony is that Ben Affleck played a good Murdoch. He did not play a good Daredevil.
True.
Which is hilarious because Daredevil wears a costume and he couldn't pull it off. And then Wolverine. Also a killer. You don't make it a chi movie.
Well, you kind of can because in the comics, they rarely show him killing anybody. In the X-Men books, you rarely see him actually gut somebody.
Yeah, but it was a Wolverine origin story. He gutted the crap out of stuff.
Right, but see, you have to remember from a marketing perspective, you want millions of people to see it because Wolverine is one of their highest grossing characters ever.
Well, but here's the thing, and this is where marketing mentality hits a brick wall. people have an understanding and an appreciation for who Wolverine is as a character. And yes, a rated R movie will draw less people in than a PG movie under normal circumstances. However, this movie really did prove that PGizing this character was a bad idea because less people went and less people cared. I know a lot of Wolverine fans that actually hated this movie because of the dumbed-down effect. If you even cut out the last 5 minutes of the Deadpool...
Yeah.
They still don't like the movie.
Yeah. Well, no, it's an all-around bad movie. I don't think there's any redeeming qualities that I liked of it, so...
I liked the Weapon X team.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
Those characters were great. It was almost like an M. Night Shyamalan movie where the actors were awesome, but there was nothing they could do to save that movie.
Yeah, that's true. So as long as we're on superhero movies, what do you think DC is going to do next after Superman? Because they've already said they are going to reboot the Batman franchise again.
I saw the name of a movie, and I really have to track this down again. I found a site that had all of the greenlit movies for the next 2 years.
Is that superhero movies?
No, it's all movies.
No. That's superheromovies.com?
No. Well, it looks like they're planning on doing The Flash and using that for a lead-in to their attempt at Justice League coming up in the future.
Yeah, and there's a lot of rumors spinning around that, too. They're supposedly trying to get Christian Bale to come back as Batman. So, for the Justice League movie. Well, I doubt that's ever going to happen, but...
Yeah.
I would prefer that they... God, what is his name? Dude that was in The Dark Knight, that played Nightwing?
I do not remember.
He was in Looper.
Oh my god, that is the same kid.
Yeah.
I actually like him. Give me 1 second. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes, that's what his name is.
Yep.
So, yeah, I saw an interview that asked him about the rumors of him being the next Batman, and he's like, I've honestly never heard any of that. Let's see, sticking with the comic book theme.
Well done. If we're going to talk about the whole JLA attempt.
Okay.
You have to include the wonderful trip-up of Green Lantern.
Oh, that's true.
And while the Green Lantern movie was good, DC, I think, failed to realize Green Lantern has a very specialized cult following.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Yeah. Yeah. So, he's kind of like the Hulk in the fact that you have a very dynamic, interesting character. The general population doesn't care how he got started.
Exactly.
You can do, and they could actually do wonderful stories with Green Lantern once they get his origin story done.
Well, they did it, and they did it badly, so now they can move on and do a real story.
Yep. And I love the fact that they tried to blame Ryan Reynolds for it.
It was not his fault. It was a horrible fucking script.
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds was fine for what they gave him.
Yep. And, yeah, I mean...
And, I mean, really, did we not learn anything from the first Hulk movie? You do not fight a giant globulous formation and think it's a good villain to fight.
Oh, you mean Blade? And that's the thing I love. Every one of the movies where they decide that the big bad guy is going to be this giant blobulous,
yeah,
unimaginable creature, every one of them turns into a complete crappy movie. Fantastic Four? The second one? Same deal?
Yeah, Blade? That movie would have been decent if they actually showed Galactus and not a fucking cloud.
Yeah.
Come on, really? You've got the money to do whatever you want with a motion picture, and you decide that putting your special effects into a cloud makes more sense than a gigantic celestial being with a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. I could see why they might have problems drawing a guy who's big enough to eat a planet coming up to the planet. How do you interact with them?
Well, like in most of the stories, he had a giant machine that basically plunged tentacles into the planet and started sucking it dry.
Yeah.
You know, so you could have done something. I mean, that's nowhere near as bad as having, say, oh, I don't know, Lex Luthor make a kryptonite island as your villain.
Yeah, and then make the sun
A bastard child? Yeah.
Well, and make that a plot point.
Yeah, oh the my fact God. That, hey, guess what? Superman's not great. He's a bad dad.
Yeah, he's a deadbeat dad. Who cares?
The part I couldn't get over is the fact that Cyclops was Lois Lane's husband.
Yeah. No, my favorite was still the fact that Superman's kid had less compunctions with killing someone than Superman does.
That's true.
Yeah, he just straight up murdered that guy.
Well, you know why.
That was the best scene.
You know, no, it's because his dad wasn't there to guide him.
Yes, gotcha. That's the side effect of a deadbeat dad. Oh. The son becomes a killer. Got it.
Hey, at least they weren't on welfare, because that would have just topped everything off.
Oh, yep.
He's a deadbeat dad. He left him impoverished. Lois turned into a tool bag after that and just quit working.
All right, so we've got the a good run through the DC comics. What do we got for Marvel coming up?
All right, so Marvel, we have, which my favorite anticipated movie for the year is Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's next year.
Is that this? Oh, oops, yep. That is next year, sorry. Iron Man 3.
Yep.
Which is the one I was actually trying to save for this year.
The Wolverine.
The Wolverine, which yep. if you're not planning on seeing that, then you're a moron because it's awesome.
Yeah, and
it's Hugh Jackman. It's going to be awesome.
Going to be better than the Origins attempt, which I'm very happy about.
And they've also done a very good job of keeping the lid down on that one, too. Except for a few production stills and stuff that they've released on their own in interviews. They haven't really leaked a whole lot about the movie.
And a friend of mine reminded me of the outcome of... Because we did the Wolverine...
Miniseries
earlier.
Yep.
And there's a part to the Wolverine miniseries, and I hope that they add this in as a scene after the credits. But I now remember what Silver Samurai did in that story and who he is. If my friend was correct, and my memory also aligns with this, Silver Samurai is Mariko's brother.
Right.
And he gets a little bit jealous of Wolverine and Mariko and doesn't want Gaijin running the place. So he decides to try and kill Wolverine. Messes up and kills Mariko. So Wolverine, in complete anguish and doing something that you just wouldn't imagine him doing, informs Silver Samurai that he's not going to kill him. Instead, he's going to come back every year on a specific day and take a piece of him. And the whole issue is a retrospective from Silver Samurai's perspective of him waiting because it's the day that Wolverine's supposed to come. And Wolverine never shows up.
See, I don't remember that part of it at all. All I knew is that they continue to have a fight for a long history, but I don't remember any of that story.
Oh, yeah. And this is one of those potential off-timeline sort of concepts, but... Yeah, from what I remember, Silver Samurai is going to be in the new Wolverine movie, so I think that'll work well.
Yeah.
Whether or not my memory's good.
Like we mentioned in the other, in our Wolverine Retro Comics episode, miniseries continues into Uncanny X-Men with issue, I believe it's 173.
You were...
Not 173.
Oh! That's What If.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what if Wolverine had married Mariko? And he assassinates Mariko, whereupon he is killed by Wolverine in retaliation.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so the story continues in Uncanny X-Men 172, where the X-Men go to Japan for their wedding. So, which that obviously is part of the storyline for the movie.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So, other movies coming out from Marvel... We have Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, which is next year.
And there is the...
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yep. And the possible X-Men Origins for Deadpool.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about that. I don't know why. I keep on just... I want to see it. Don't get me wrong. I just, for some reason, forget it.
Now, I don't know. There's a lot of hype about it. I don't know if there's actual confirmation that it's been greenlit or not. But supposedly, it sounds like they're really trying to push it pretty hard. So hopefully it actually does happen. And then they're still talking about adding Doctor Strange and possibly Planet Hulk to the movie franchise, obviously along with the Avengers 2 and 3.
Yep.
Which all the actors are signed on to, so they have to do them.
Well, they don't have to, but...
Well, God, the real question is, I don't know if Iron Man is going to be in all three of them.
He's going to be in the next one.
He might not be in the third one, though.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, they'll have to play it out and see how it goes. He may do, like, the cameo of when he goes off in his drunken rage and leaves Avengers, or God only knows what storyline.
Well, they already did that in the second movie. They did the Demon in a Bottle storyline for the second movie.
So I suppose they really couldn't do that for the Avengers.
No. Because he did it in his book, not the Avengers. Yeah. He was already off the team in the Avengers by that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because he had to leave to deal with Armor Wars.
Yep.
And then he lost his company and everything else went to hell.
Yep. All right. So, now, notable movies coming out. We'll do some off-comic names, or we'll call them anything that's comic-related.
Basically, anything geek-related movie-wise.
Well, I want to just stick with the comic-related ones first.
Okay, all right.
So, because there's a nice, healthy list of those.
That's true. All right, well, then lead us into that one.
Well, you got Retired and Extremely Dangerous Part 2. Ripped.
Red 2, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't get enough Bruce Willis.
Apparently not. That man, I wish I had half his energy right now. And what he's showing in his movies.
G.I. Joe Retaliation, which comes out very, very soon.
Mm-hmm. And we have Kick-Ass 2, which, while not based on a comic book...
Yes, it is.
Are you kidding?
Kick-Ass was a comic, and while they were writing the comic, they wrote the screenplay for the movie.
They wrote a comic about a comic.
No, they wrote a movie. They based a movie off of a comic that they were already writing. And then they wrote two... so that they could make the second Kick-Ass movie. They wrote them in tandem.
That is hilarious. It's a comic book about a comic book fan.
Yeah, kind of.
No, it really is.
It's Mark Millar and John Romita Jr.
Hmm. Okay.
So if you have not read Kick-Ass, you should, because it's a good book.
I am now going to go out of my way to read that. I still actually, I'm ashamed to admit this, I haven't read Retired and Extremely Dangerous.
Yeah, that's a good book, too.
Yep. And let's see, what's the next one coming up? It is SimCity, which, not really, the sequel is not really a comic book, per se.
Did you say Sin City?
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure you said SimCity, and I'm thinking, I didn't know we were talking video games.
I misread the screen. Okay. And anyways, it's the wrong one, because Riddick would be the next one.
Riddick was never a comic.
They did a graphic novel, I thought, for the
After it.
Yeah.
It was not based on comic. It was created based off a character.
You're
from...
cutting this shit out, because I sound like a complete freaking moron.
No way, it's staying in.
No.
No, the next one, you have to remember, Riddick was created based off of Pitch Black. He was a character in Pitch Black. So,
and then they created a comic off of his character, and then they created the next two movies, which totally sucked.
You mean Dragon Ball Z?
Animated Dragon Ball Z meets Dragon Ball Z, yes.
Yeah, that movie's horrible. Because, I dare anybody to call me a liar on this one. You need to go watch Chronicles of Riddick. And if you cannot make every comparison to which character is which from based off Dragon Ball Z...
If you can't make that comparison, then you don't actually know Dragon Ball Z.
That's true. And then you lose all geek cred because everybody has seen Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
In the endless fights.
Wait, round two. endless fights.
Episode 97, and we just finished Frieza. Okay. all right, getting back on track.
So we have Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, which I'm sure every geek out there is just waiting to see this wonderful cel-shaded beauty that will be Sin City. And
I like the first one, but I hope this one's better. 'Cause I never read the second set of books for Sin City, so I don't know what the stories are in this one.
I don't even know if this is going to follow anything.
I don't know.
All I know is that I like the concept behind it. I love, and normally I hate movies that are artistic for the sake of artisticness. Sin City is just a beautiful movie. The way that the characters are, even the gore in the movies is beautiful, which is just weird. Right there, second, third one.
All right, and then we also have, coming up this fall, is the Marvel Comics S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series, starring Agent Coulson!
Yes, he is back from the dead.
I don't know why I did it in the regular show voice, but it worked. Mordecai!
And by the way, you did skip over, and I have to give this movie credit where credit is not due, because... This guy was hired on to produce a movie for some people out of Japan, and the movie got killed, and so he came over to the United States and produced the movie called Pacific Rim.
I didn't pass it over because I was waiting for you to get to it.
Oh.
Because you've been chomping at the bit for this movie.
Oh, God, yeah. This is what I'm hoping is the first, and I actually am hesitant about watching the reboot of Evangelion. Just because of how badly I was hurt by the ending of the first series.
Okay, do not watch the reboot, because all it is they took half the first episodes and then edited it into an hour and a half movie. That's all it is. And it's horrible.
My God, you mean they actually did to the entire series what they did to the end?
Yes. And it's so bad, because we've watched all the episodes, so... they just had it on Cartoon Network. They played it on Adult Swim a couple of weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
That I watched it the next day. I almost couldn't watch it because the story jumps around so damn bad. You miss all the plot points behind Shinji, why his character the way he is, his interactions with Rei, and all of a sudden, like, randomly all of a sudden he has friends in the school that he goes to. Like, they just randomly cut the shit out of it and put it into an hour and a half movie. It's so bad.
Oh, God, I'm hurt.
You thought you were pissed watching the series? You'll be pissed if you watch this movie. So, Evangelion 1.11, do not waste your money or time, because it's horrible.
Well, and they did make three of them, I think. Three or four of them.
Yeah.
But Pacific Rim, however, they actually make them all adults. And they're all fighting in giant mechs against giant... They are not angels. In San Francisco Bay Area, which is not Japan.
Or so, the Pacific Rim.
Yeah, well, it's in the Pacific Rim, but it's not Japan.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, they're fighting off the coast of California. I mean, it's everything that you would think or imagine being the Evangelion movie, except it's not. Which is actually kind of funny, because if you look at any of the new Evangelion stuff, everything is... This is, and then in brackets, not whatever context they're talking about. So Pacific Rim, this is not Evangelion. All right, anyways, moving on.
All right, so other movies coming out this year that we're looking forward to?
Well, we've got...
G.I. Joe Retaliation, if we didn't already mention it, because I already blanked if we did.
Even if we did, we can mention that movie 15 more times. True. And it
everybody has to see G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Yeah.
Because even Larry Hama, the guy who created all the comics for Marvel in the 80s, loves this movie. If that isn't a shining review, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
And there's a huge empty spot involving a Wayans brother. So you know it's going to be good.
What? There's a Wayans brother in this movie?
No. Oh. He's dead. Gone. He's not in this movie.
Oh, okay.
They killed him off along with 3/4 of the G.I. Joe team. So.
Nice.
Yo, Cobra.
All right. Other movies coming out this year that deserve interest. Evil Dead, the reboot, which looks... it looks as campy as the original, but with quality. It looks like the Raimi brothers have grown up and created the same feel for the movie, but... They have the special effects budget.
You do know it's not them.
Yeah, Sam Raimi
no.
is plastered all over that. And it's Raimi and Tappert. I'll put money on it.
The rights were sold to another group who's making the film.
No way.
Raimi and Tappert are coming back to do their own sequel to the last Evil Dead movie they did.
Jesus freaking crap on a cracker.
Wow.
You're cutting that too.
Oh my god.
But I heard Sam Raimi making movie, having girl replace Bruce Campbell. That's all I heard. And then I saw the trailer. And I swear, Sam Raimi's name is plastered on the trailer. Yeah, it is.
He probably still owns the rights to the Evil Dead name. He just leased it out so somebody else could make a movie.
But yeah, it's directed by Feta Alvarez. Who the hell? And he... Oh my god. Oh my god. Evil Dead has immediately dropped off of my interest radar because of one of the writers. Diablo Cody.
Oh god.
I'm scared. Okay, from the trailer, it looks freaking awesome. I'm going to keep on operating on the fact that this may be an updated version of the campiest horror film ever made. I'm hoping it is.
You also have to remember, most of us that saw that movie took it for what it was.
And yeah.
The general public cannot stand Evil Dead.
Yeah, because they think that it's supposed to be a horror movie and it just looks campy. Or people think that it's comical and they walk away going, well, that was really, really gory for something that was supposed to be funny and not too funny.
Bring on the confusion.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We also have Star Trek Into the Darkness.
Khan! Sorry.
Played by who I think is probably one of the best British actors right now.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Humberbatch?
Cumberbatch.
Cumberhatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Susan?
Now you're just being silly.
We went a long way to set that one up.
But, yeah, the beauty of this is that J.J. Abrams has proven that he is truly the king of misdirection when it comes to Hollywood. Because the dang movie's trailer is out, you see tons of things going on, and IMDb still has Khan listed as rumored. I kid you not.
That's awesome.
Oh, all right. So what else do we have coming after? Well, The Hobbit. Desolation of Smaug. We can't forget that one.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see Smaug.
Yeah.
And let's face it, anything that this movie produces is going to be better than the first one.
I actually liked the first one.
No, that's not to say I didn't like it. I'm saying it was good, but it was rather boring.
Mm.
And so, you know, let's face it. The best part was watching all the dwarves die.
Yeah.
From smog. So.
And all I've got to say is that Peter Jackson had the right thing in mind when he decided to tackle what seemed completely unsurmountable of doing the Lord of the Rings trilogy first. Because people fail to realize The Hobbit is really boring.
Yes, it is.
It has destroyed more movie attempts at creating the Lord of the Rings than Lord of the Rings attempts have actually caused failure.
Well, and there's a reason why he added so much extra content to the movies. And not just to kick it out into three separate movies. It was because the movie really, or the book really is that boring. There isn't that much content in it to build it into a three-movie franchise.
Yeah, there's a lot of color, there's a lot of description, there's a lot of words.
Come on, you mean nobody wants to look at the screen about how the camera slowly pans over somebody's individual scales on his armor for an hour?
Only if you're watching a Transformers movie do you get the wonderful slow pan.
And then an explosion.
Yes.
Thanks, Michael Bay.
Oh, man. The master of slow pan and explosions.
It's bad because it's synonymous as a running joke now.
Yep. And, yeah, could you have imagined that? Michael Bay actually would have been a really good choice for doing this movie because he literally could have just done a 2-hour episode or a 2-hour movie of the slow pan of the Shire.
for 40 minutes.
And then cut. Smog blowing up the city. Slow pan of them going across the forest. The Orc King blowing up his dungeon. Slow pan across the river. Oh, crap. The elves don't actually blow anything up. But
damn.
You see where I'm going.
Oh, my now all the elves would have exploding arrows.
Yes.
We're all Rambo.
All right, so what do we got for 2014? Let's see. We've already discussed. Well, we mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy. If you don't know what it is, go pick up the book.
Yeah, the current comic is actually pretty good. I haven't read a whole lot of them, but it is on my bucket list of things I want to read here soon. Mm-hmm. Come on, who doesn't like a talking raccoon with a laser pistol?
That is awesome, and a very, very, very cheap attempt to steal Chip away from DC.
I don't think anybody's going to beat a squirrel with a ring, though.
No, nobody is. That's why I said it's a cheap attempt.
Because Chip is awesome.
Yeah.
And he had a very prominent role in the Green Lantern animated series, which unfortunately was just killed by DC and Warner Brothers.
DC doesn't know what they're doing.
And okay. They killed Young Justice, which really pissed me off, too.
Yeah, what? There's something going on with their animated line.
Well, because they're rebooting it for this fall. They got a new Batman and a horribly campy Chubei version of Teen Titans.
Not again.
Yeah, and it's going to be half-hour episodes of horrible animation. I'm not looking forward to that one. And, I mean, for how good the last Teen Titans series was to bastardize it like this, I think is an insult to their fans.
All I hope is that it's not seizure effect, 3D style, cel shaded.
No, it's all animated. It's straight out regular style, not computer animated.
Oh, okay.
So they dropped it after the Green Lantern animated series.
Yeah, the computer animated stuff, I don't really have anything against it, especially if they do some decent cel shading. And, you know, the characters aren't as prominent and poster board as... Oh, what's the one that was just psychotic? Oh, yeah, Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack is beautiful.
Well, and you like that stuff.
But that's not computer-generated either.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Are you kidding me?
It was all drawn.
That was just a bunch of overlaying pieces that were moved around. It looked like it was all done by computer.
No, that was all hand-animated.
Oh, God. Then they have no excuse.
No, sometime we'll compare it. We'll put the two side by side and you can look at them because they are completely different styles.
Well,
you can tell computer animated versus.
Well, what I'm talking about is block motion as opposed to fluid motion animation. And in the case of Samurai Jack, it was all block motion animation where they had objects that moved in the screen. They didn't have any transformative objects. Like, you didn't really see an arm bend per se.
Sure you did.
I'm not explaining this correctly. Yeah, you're right, you did. It was just...
Coming up in Animation 101, we will be talking about Samurai Jack.
All right, sounds like I'm going to get schooled on a...
So, look for in coming in May, we'll do Samurai Jack. April, we're doing Venture Brothers. So
yes, yes.
Venture Brothers
is awesome.
Which is also premiering in May, so...
And then sometime after that, I'm going to force Rod to sit down and we'll do one on Boondocks in preparation of the new Boondocks.
I love Boondocks.
But it's going to be one of the most controversial episodes we will ever do because it's Boondocks.
That's true. That's the best part about it.
Yep.
All right, so getting back on track to our sweet animation diversion. Coming up in 2014, we have a big list here of... To be announced and actual releases.
We got three confirmed movies we haven't covered yet. They are Resident Evil 6, The Hobbit, There and Back Again, and Despicable Me Minions, which I'm hoping is some weird animated...
It is. It's an animated sequel to Despicable Me.
2?
Huh?
This is separate from Despicable Me 2.
Oh, so it's a third one, then.
Yeah, of just the Minions.
Because Despicable Me 2...
I forgot to mention Despicable Me 2 comes out next year, or this year.
Yeah, it comes out like next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that
looks
we're
on the ball.
Right.
Great reporting. To the four people that hear this.
Yes. All right, so now for the greenlit movies.
This is Darnell's personal favorite. Hercules, the Thracian Wars, starring Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, that's going to be interesting. I want to see if Dwayne Johnson can take the torch from Kevin Sorbo.
Wait a minute, the real question is now, is this a Hercules movie, or is this a pre or post or side diagonal directional version of Scorpion King?
Oh, God.
Come on, you know it's going to be Scorpion King 2. They just put a different name on it.
Dude, they made a Scorpion King 3.
Okay, 4.
Come on, he's not Sylvester Stallone. He's not making Rockies.
You want to bet? Don't worry, he's not quite that age yet, but he'll get there.
His movie line will probably end up being the Journey movies, which actually he only did the second one, so I wonder if he's going to be on the third one. Which, by the way, Journey 3... From the Earth to the Moon is also possibly coming out in 2014.
It'll come out.
Yeah, I hope so.
I haven't seen the first two, so.
Oh, dude, they're awesome.
I will watch them at some point, along with billions of other things I haven't had time to watch.
Oh, and I hate to say it, because I'm actually starting to warm up to 3D, but the second one is actually really good in 3D.
Okay. Dude. I don't mind some 3D, but I'm not a big fan.
Dwayne's pecs are deflecting, what did he call it? Oh, yeah, the peck pop of love.
Okay.
They're taking berries and throwing them, and Guzman, short Hispanic guy, he's watching this.
I know who you're talking about.
And
I can't remember his name. But
fascinated by this, and they have, like, berries popping back at the screen. It's just wrong.
And I'm sure your wife was enjoying the scene.
I loved it more than she did.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so next up we have X-Men Days of Futures Past, which I don't remember if I mentioned that one already or not.
No.
Jurassic Park 4, which, if I remember correctly, this is, I think, is supposed to be a reboot of the original Jurassic Park. Hmm. So, if it is, that would be pretty cool.
Yep.
Because that was a really good story.
Yeah, and Godzilla, they're making another American attempt at Godzilla, but this time, they're actually trying to do it in Japan instead of, what was it, New York?
Yeah, and I'm pretty positive this actually has Godzilla and not a mutated lizard thing.
Yeah, it looked like...
Dragon-ish.
It looked like a throwback costume modified from an Aliens movie.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
A horrible, horrible movie. And for everybody else there who just wants to dread and have their eyes bleed, a new Ninja Turtles movie. Live-action Ninja Turtles movie.
All I gotta say is the two Corys can't be in it. I'm not interested anymore.
Or Vanilla Ice on lyrics. What?
Thank you for
ruining that for me. Well, one of the two
Corys
could. The other one could just have like a tombstone in the background. Or...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Don's no longer with us. Let's see. Then we have the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And this is utterly hilarious. I had to explain to my wife, God, I hope she doesn't listen to this one, that this is the third movie.
Yeah.
The first one in the reboot, which doesn't actually seem to have anything to do with it,
right,
actually still follows the original plot line, where they started in the future, and basically they got pulled in time into the future Earth, and they found the monkey or the apes running the planet.
Right.
However, in that storyline, they never escaped the planet, so now they jump back, and so there's no time loop that happens in the storyline.
Right.
Whereas in the last one, it's a giant circle. Apes created man. It's the chicken and the egg, where man created apes. Apes then transplanted themselves back into the past and started it all over again, and it just keeps going on in a circle. This storyline, at some point, Mark Wahlberg's going to show up.
Now, the real question is, this new reboot, was it written by Grant Morrison? Because it sounds convoluted and fucked up, just like Grant Morrison's work on Batman. And
It's not written by him,
but... Anybody who's read Grant Morrison will know what I'm referring to.
Oh, and Gary Oldman is going to be in this movie.
I like Gary Oldman.
Yep.
The commish. We also have Transformers 4.
I'm torn on this one. I hope that they actually get off of Earth, which I heard rumor that they were going to be.
That'd be so sweet if they actually did a story on Cybertron.
Yep. And let's see. I think that pretty much ends our list for today.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, yeah. I wished it ended our list because that movie's coming out.
That's true. Let's see. We have another, the second Muppets movie.
Oh, yeah. Another movie that I'm actually really torn on this. Them kicking Jason Segel off the movie actually greatly upset me. This man spent a decade and God knows how much energy trying to get that series restarted. He makes an incredible reboot of the Muppets. I mean, that is classic Muppets at its best.
It is. It's a good movie.
And not only does Frank Oz totally rip on him, and I understand Oz had a vision of what he saw the Muppets as, and I don't hold it against him. But he has to remember, everybody saw it differently.
Yeah.
And I happen to have seen it the same way that Jason Segel did. And now he's gone because they want to try and go a different direction with the story. So that means that they're going to be taking it in a direction that I most likely won't enjoy.
Yeah, they're probably going to wreck it. They're doing a Lego movie.
Yeah, that one has got me really, really weirded out because they don't have much information on it other than the fact that IMDb...
Are we sure it's just rumored? I don't think... Because I have heard nothing about this.
Well, let's see. On IMDb, the information that they have is tentative release date of February 7th, 2014. Director, Phil Lord and Chris Miller. Right, and one more. Writers, Dan Hagman, Kevin Hagman, and four others. Stars, Chris Pratt, Elizabeth Bank, and Will Arnett. This is really sounding less greenlit and more in production.
Yeah, if you're listing that much cast members and writing crew, I think it's already greenlit. Now, the real question is, though, is it supposed to be animated? Because it sounds like those guys are perfect voice actors.
This is all voice.
Okay.
Let's see. We've got President Business. I have no idea what that means. But it stars Will Ferrell, so that should be good. Liam Neeson plays the bad cop.
Hell yeah.
Alison Brie is just listed as voice. Nick Offerman is listed as Metal Beard, but is rumored. Elizabeth Banks is listed as just voice. Morgan Freeman as
Let me guess, narrator?
Yeah. Chris Pratt as Emmett. And Will Arnett as Batman. Hmm. I kid you not.
Nice.
And then Patricia Taylor as Marianne. Rumored. So it looks like it's going to play a gambit of different characters going through the Lego universe.
Well, depending on how how the script plays out, I mean, it could be interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like it's sort of like Wreck-It Ralph sort of concept, where the Legos are alive, and they have to sort of build their world and interact with their world, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's going to be fun.
So, for our to-be-announced movies, we have the 24th installment of the James Bond franchise.
Yes.
We already know that, we already know Daniel Craig has signed on to do three more James Bond movies. And with the way Skyfall ended, oh, thank God they're going back to old school. It sounds like they're going back to old school James Bond storytelling.
Yeah.
Like Sean Connery style. Yep. Era movies.
And
Could you imagine if they redid Thunderball?
No, no, no. They better not redo any Bond
movie. No, they
won't.
They won't remake. They made that mistake once and they'll never do it again.
There are enough Ian Fleming movies that still haven't been touched that actually got shelved because of the whole Universal debacle.
Yeah.
That, and now that they've created the new alternate to Spectre, they can start running with those and just rename the organization.
It's about time, because they need evil organization episodes to go from.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why the Connery era movies were so good, because they were, he was up against Spectre and what was the other one? It wasn't just Spectre. There was another.
Oh God, I can't remember the name of the other organization. It was the one that Dr. No was in.
That was Spectre.
No, was Dr. No in Spectre? Okay.
I keep getting confused because all I can think of is Shield with Hydra and AIM. And
yeah.
Let's see. We also have, they've been talking about this movie for probably 5 years now, Robotech.
Yep.
A live-action version.
We'll see if that actually comes into existence.
Supposedly, Harmony Gold is working on continuing the Shadow Chronicles in another movie. But the last time I heard anything positive about that was 2 years ago.
All I got to say is they lied. Because that Shadow Chronicles movie actually did really good.
Yeah.
And they said that they were going to use it as a launch pad to do either another movie series run or a new TV series run. And they didn't either, so either they suck or they lied.
Well, or they're in production hell and they just can't get the funding. I don't know. Well, Harmony Gold has money, so you can't tell me they cannot produce this show.
As I said, they suck. And they lie.
Speaking of which, on that front also, keep an eye out on the Palladium Books website. They are they're releasing this fall, or actually I think next month they're going to do a Kickstarter to help back their new Robotech miniature wargaming system. It's awesome. They've already previewed, there's preview images up. You can check the Geeks Menagerie Facebook page. I have images up there of the actual prototype minis already. So keep an eye on their site, or keep an eye on the blog or the Facebook page, because I will post up as soon as the Kickstarter goes live. Highly recommend everybody jumps on board, because they look awesome.
Cool. Now, another to-be-announced movie that really has me wondering where some people's heads are is someone is trying to push a new Masters of the Universe storyline.
No!
Oh, God, I can't even imagine. Just the concept of Skeletor is so dumb.
It'll just be animated.
I hope so. They did a live-action one before, though.
Oh, come on. Dolph Lundgren? You mean you didn't love him as He-Man?
Considering the other characters? No, because Man-at-Arms was still cooler.
Man-at-Arms was always cooler.
Yeah. Orko is always cooler.
They should do an Orko movie. That'd be gold. Box office gold.
No, it'd be great for a cartoon. But
At least they've never... Wait a minute. They did do a live-action She-Ra movie, didn't they?
I think so,
they did. Never mind. Moving on. Let's see. We also have Voltron, Defenders of the Universe.
Yes. Please, God, make it out. That has so much potential for awesome.
Yes, it does. And as long as they don't do what they did with the last animated series, we'll be just fine. We don't discuss the last animated series.
They can't possibly do it, because you can't do that kind of cinematography. Michael Bay hasn't mastered that cinematography yet. I'm sure when he does, oh God, maybe he's practicing it for the new Voltron or the new Transformers. 3D block transformation into scene.
I think I vomited a little.
In my brain.
And then, do you want to take the last one?
It's not the last one, because there's one that I did not put on the list.
Okay, so we're getting near the end of our list, but we have a couple good ones that we saved for last. So,
There's Legend of Conan, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm flabby, but I'm on a throne, so it's all good.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be following the King Conan storyline, hopefully. I'm just hoping they don't do the whole storyline where he comes to the new world, because that would suck. But, I don't know, a lot of potential, just as long as they don't make it a slapstick as Conan the Destroyer. Or should I say, they destroyed Conan movie.
The reason that movie sucked is because they put a little girl in as a lead. She ruined that entire movie.
No, the thief was right up there.
Well, okay, her and the thief. Okay, the thief wasn't bad until they tried making him comical relief.
My mother's, father's, brother's, sister's, dog's, uncle's, cousin. It's like, okay, dude, seriously, you lost me at the first word that came out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And then last, and definitely not the least, and as far as I can tell, the official stance is, I forget what the guy's name is, the guy who created Splice. He is currently working on Neuromancer. And the last word from that movie, because if anyone is as psychotically following this as I am, he finally has said why there's been so much delay and so much, there's so little word about the movie. And it's because he's waiting for the perfect actors. As a result of it, there has been a holdup, and it is getting incredibly frustrating. So while they have the first trailer for it, it is in permanent limbo until they figure out what the heck they're doing.
Also, the we don't know if it's ever actually going to be shot or not, the live-action version of Akira.
Halted again?
Yep.
Oh my god. I think that people just don't have faith in Japanese anime.
Which doesn't make any sense, because this movie continues to make a buttload of money.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're not even willing to attempt it is, I mean, considering the crap Hollywood puts out, there's no reason why they could not do a good version of this.
No, none whatsoever.
I mean, for God's sakes, no one ever thought they could put out the Avengers.
Yeah.
Really? And you're going to think that this isn't going to work. But the Avengers was fine.
Yeah, but also keep in mind, they don't know what Akira's storyline they're running with still. The last I heard, they were going to plan on doing the anime version, but there was also rumor they were going to start at the beginning of the manga.
They have to do the movie version, the animated version. That's the only one that Western society, most of us only know the animated version.
Yeah, but you got to remember that most of us that know the animated version still make up 1% of the movie-going population.
Well, yeah, but that's still essentially the same thing when it comes to comic book movies.
Yeah, but you take Avengers, for example. The Avengers storyline is not actually in any Avengers comic.
No, it's not at all.
So, I mean, as long as they have the characters right, but then again, if you go with the original Akira, Kaneda's not even in the beginning of the Akira storyline.
True.
It's all about Akira. Tetsuo isn't there. I want that bike.
That is so awesome.
I can't believe they made it.
I wonder if it actually runs, though.
Yeah, they show somebody driving it down the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go back up. Yeah, maybe we'll see about getting the shot on the forums. But right there, down. Right next to Tetsuo screaming.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yep. Somebody's driving that bike, and what looks like a similar design of a smaller orange bike right behind him in the streets of Tokyo, from the looks of it.
Sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, we have to talk about the inevitable elephant in the room, Star Wars for 2015.
That is definitely the elephant in the room.
It has been confirmed that Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher have been approached about coming back. No confirmation on whether or not they're actually going to come back yet.
Yeah, and George Lucas really stepped on his tongue announcing it, from what I heard. He was really not even supposed to mention anything related to it and kind of ticked off a few people by saying stuff.
Yeah, he announced it a day after the rumor popped that they asked Carrie Fisher, and she kind of laughed. And so people took it as, hey, I think Carrie Fisher's in. And then she denied it. And then 2 hours later,
George Lucas goes, oh, no, she's in. It's like, gee, I wonder why she had issues with you.
So now, what do you think the storyline is going to be? They've already said that they want to transition it to the kids. So I'm assuming they're going to, even though they keep claiming they want nothing to do with the expanded universe or the novels. But if they don't take from the novels, how else are they going to get a good idea for the story?
They're absolutely going to take from the novels. They just don't want to give away what the storyline is that they're going to go with.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like giving away your script. You don't want to do it.
Well, and everybody and their brother is going to be crawling all over, you know, everything to find out information about this the closer we get to it.
Yeah.
So, but either way, all I care about is having Mark Hamill reprise his role as Luke Skywalker, Grand Master of the Jedi Order. That's what I want to see. because they'll in order to do it for their ages now, they're going to have to bump it forward till after Luke reinstates the order.
Yeah.
So, and I'll be laughing my ass off to see Harrison Ford try to run as a 90-year-old Han Solo.
Now, all I've got to say is...
Maybe he'll be riding a mouse droid around.
If I see, hear, feel, or even think that there's a hint of Jar Jar Binks within a mile of that movie... Oh, don't underestimate.
No, they won't, because Lucas is only a consultant on the film. He has nothing to do with it anymore.
Yeah, I know, but Disney might think that that's cute for kids.
No. You know why I say no?
Because it would hurt
they've
you
already
too.
Greenlit a Boba Fett movie.
Don't, dude.
They're doing a standalone Boba Fett movie.
Now that I will actually like.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing that, and then there was one other one that they were proposed, but I'm almost positive that they... Well, I shouldn't say they greenlit Boba Fett. They're planning on doing standalone movies, and Boba Fett is at the top of their list. So, So other than that, I think that pretty much wraps up our movie to-do list. So if you guys have anything that... any movies you're looking forward to, or you want to comment on anything that we've half-assered into the episode...
Yeah.
Feel free to drop us a line on the D20 Radio forums. You can chat us up on our Facebook page. Or swing by the blog. Ah, hell, you know the routine. There's lots of ways to get a hold of us. Drop us an email.
Yeah, and don't forget to visit our friends at D20 Radio.
All right, that should do it. Good night, everybody.
Until next time.
Hey, Mordecai and Rigby. Thanks for being the coolest losers we know.